This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. Wa salatu wa salamu ala ashrafil anbiya wal mursaleen. Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa ala alihi wa sahbihi wa sallam tasliman kathiran kathira. My brothers and sisters, we talked about two conditions, obedience and faith. فَلْيَسْتَجِيبُوا لِي وَلْيُؤْمِنُوا بِي. And as I said, all goodness begins with repentance, with expressing our sincere regret to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for having disobeyed Him. It begins with that. And for that, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala told us, قُلْ يَا عِبَادِيَ الَّذِينَ أَسْرَفُوا عَلَىٰ أَنفُسِهِمْ لَا تَقْنَطُوا مِنْ رَحْمَةِ اللَّهِ إِنَّ اللَّهَ يَغْفِرُ الذُّنُوبَ جَمِيعًا إِنَّهُ هُوَ الْغَفُورُ الرَّحِيمُ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, which means, say, O Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wasallam, say to them, to who? The ones who Allah is talking about, and who are they? Ya ibadi, say to them, O my slaves. This is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaking to the people. قُلْ يَا عِبَادِيَ الَّذِينَ أَسْرَفُوا عَلَىٰ أَنفُسِهِمْ. O my slaves who have transgressed against themselves. لَا تَقْنَطُوا مِنْ رَحْمَةِ اللَّهِ. Do not lose hope in the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Do not despair of the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. إِنَّ اللَّهَ يَغْفِرُ الذُّنُوبَ جَمِيعًا إِنَّهُ هُوَ الْغَفُورُ الرَّحِيمُ. Verily Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will forgive all sins, and truly Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the most merciful, the most forgiving and the most merciful, غَفُورُ الرَّحِيمُ. So we start from this faith in the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and we turn towards Him with this belief, and we make dua to Him, and we have iman and faith that this dua is accepted by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Then what do? Then we change our lives in line with the dua that we made. Please understand, making istighfar and then going back and doing the same old thing is a sign of nifaq. It's a sign of lying. It's a sign of hypocrisy. Because if I say that, O Allah, I accept what I have been doing is wrong, then what's the next step? The next step after istighfar is tawbah. After repentance, the next step is to turn towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala ordered us, tubu ilallahi tawbatan nasuha. Allah said, turn towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala with sincere repentance. So when we repent to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for something, O Allah, I have not been praying, please forgive me, then what must happen? What must happen is that I must then onwards, from that minute onwards, from the next prayer onwards, I must never leave my salah no matter what happens. O Allah, I have not been giving zakat, please forgive me. Yes, so what must happen? I must calculate all the zakat that I did not give till today and give it. O Allah, I have not been good to my family, to my parents, to my spouses, to my children, whoever. Then what must happen? My behavior must change. O Allah, I have been eating, you know, like animals eat, anything, without concern of whether it is halal, haram, what not. Please forgive me. Right? Then what must happen? I must be concerned about what I eat. I must ensure that I am eating only halal and that I am not eating doubtful things. O Allah, I have been indulging in interest-based dealings. I have written my name in the list of your enemies. I make istighfar and tawbah. I want to write my name in the list of your awliya. What must I do? I must leave interest-based dealings. I must realize when shaitan comes to me and tells me that if you leave this, you will lose the money, you must turn back to shaitan and tell your good friend that I will lose my money anyway when I go into my grave. But when I go into my grave with the interest-based earnings, I'm taking the fire of Jahannam with me into my grave. Since you made friend with shaitan, now make him your enemy. Understand that he is your enemy. This is the condition of the acceptance of dua. This is the meaning of iman. Once you make istighfar, once you make the dua, then have faith that this dua will be accepted, inshallah. And the dua must be supported. The faith must be supported with the action. If there is faith, if there is claim for faith and there is no action, it means the claim is false. We ask Allah to save us from lying. وصلى الله على نبي الكريم وعلى اله وصحبه اجمعين برحمتك يا ارحم الراحمين.